The reason we sit like this is because I have to sign lots of stuff from her, and I just, yeah, we can just pass back and forth, and I also like to look at Commissioner Rawhauser and see his reactions.
That's why I like that. So the new chairman gets to decide who gets that seat.
The new chairman can decide where everybody sits.
Second or third cousin, here I am, nice to know you. And he's internal medicine.
All right, we're back in session here. Rob, thanks for joining us again, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that was good to meet Sarah this morning. How often will she be around?
You know, she's just started, so she's getting her feet under her, and I'm assuming that she'll be frequenting the area. What she wants to do, Sarah Walker is our new Friends, the Bridger Teton coordinator. What she really wants to do is get a Friends group and then have subgroups. So she envisions a subgroup for the Wind River Range and a subgroup for Grays River area and that sort of thing. So
we share her throughout the whole BT?
She's already made a bunch of contacts in town here, and so she'll be moving that direction to get. We talked a little bit this morning how the outdoor shop is kind of touted or, you know, tried to get a Friends group going here, and she'll just be that contact with the forest that can help arrange that. So.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Awesome. So do you have anything for us, Rob, before I turn these guys loose with you?
Yeah, I really don't. I've been on leave trying to burn up some of that before the end of the year. And so things have been on hold. Things are moving in a positive direction. So with regard to all the normal projects that we've got going on, we're working through those. You know, the biggest thing for me this winter, I think, is going to be dealing with the water development projects, the New Fork Dam enlargement, and then the Silver Lake Dam enlargement. There are two projects that are high on our priority list on the forest. So I don't have any news on those other than we're moving forward with both of those projects.
Terrific. Then I'll go ahead and jump in publicly. First of all, I just want to thank you for your participation in the White Pine Communication Towers. We've talked a little bit about that at our breakfast meeting, but I just want it to be publicly known and in the minutes that we appreciate the work that you went through and how expeditious we were able to get this done and get that thing project moving forward, because the whole project hinged on this one thing, and if that one thing fell through, this whole project could have been in peril. So I just want to appreciate our gratitude for your help and everything that you did on that.
Thank you. And thank just you. To let the commission know, part of that project is still ongoing, because now we have to amend the site plan.
Right.
And so that's what we're doing now. If you hear of anybody getting letters or you know, they're working on this, that's the part we're working on, is just amending the site plan. So.
Okay. Terrific. Appreciate that. Thank you, Rob. This morning, Skyler filled us in on a little bit of what's going on with Bondurant Fire Hall, the church, all that stuff. We're on a lease. Our lease is up 2025. That was just what I was going to give him. Do you want mine, Tom?
No.
Okay. All right. So possibilities, and he'd talked with Pat
Factor.
Yeah. Pat Factor, who no longer works for the Forest Service, I guess.
Yeah.
And she explained that this was a possibility, a way to do that. Not going to move forward till somebody else fills her position. My question was, is there any type of a public, what is it called, Joel? Public
Recreational Purposes Act.
Act.
Mm-hmm. Way of doing that.
Let me, I am headed up to Jackson right after this, and we have our lands person there. Pat Factor's kind of our was title boundary, that sort of thing, but we also have a land staff, and he's been kind of pushing districts to identify rights of ways and other things, but I'll get with him today, and I'll actually give him this document and see if he can't maybe make contact with you guys somehow.
That sounds good. If there's some way to do that through the recreation and public RPP.
I think it applies to both Forest Service and BLM.
We've done that with the BLM, especially on landfill land and county shop land and such like that down there. We're wondering if we can apply that somehow to this this land.
RPP?
RMPP, Recreation and Public Purposes Act.
Okay.
And then that way it doesn't cost us anything.
Right.
Couldn't have to buy it, in other words.
Yeah. No, I just have a few ideas about this that...
And if that doesn't apply, there's some other mechanisms. I can't remember what they're called within the Forest Service. We've talked about some, like in regards to when we were first talking about gravel pit.
Oh, yeah.
There was, I can't remember how it works, but your lands person is the right one to know what the options are.
Okay.
Cool.
Very good.
Excellent. Commissioner Noble, you had a comment?
Yeah, I can't help but wonder how. This makes me think of Lumen Park. Can you give us an update where that's at?
Lumen Park. Yeah, you know, the Lumen Park was hinged a lot on that blanking right now on the lands acquisition program, which I think has been greatly downsized recently as a result of
all the
administration activities. And then we also just received, had our engineering survey done and found that the structure there, the log home that's on there, has some structural issues, dry rot and such. So we're going to have to work through those issues. So it's kind of being pushed back a little bit so we can get those issues straightened out with. Does the current owner take care of those issues before we acquire it? Do they remove the structure? You know, how do we do that? We don't want to acquire something that's deficient right off the bat. But
right.
But that's another one of the, that's what I was saying when I had some thoughts here. You know, here's an in-kind type thing that might benefit the county and the Forest Service both that we can talk about. So
yeah, I like the RMPP because it doesn't cost us anything.
There you go.
Anyway, anything else, gentlemen, for Rob?
I have some questions in my mind, but I'm not sure it's for Rob. Maybe it should be for Don about the Joint Chiefs funding on
that
area. Is that in your bailiwick?
No, the Roosevelt and Bondurant projects.
Monument Ridge project.
Yeah, I know Don is working on that, but that's about as much as I know. I would suggest that maybe we pull together, like I talked this morning, pull together our collaborative group, because quite frankly, I think the Roosevelt fire maybe heightened interest and importance of some of our fuels reduction projects. And I think if you remember in the collaborative group, we identified that area just on the other side of the rim where we were successful in stopping the fire from going. That could have been, you know, a disaster on top of a disaster had that fire crossed that road.
Yeah.
But we have some needs along the private property boundary up there for some fuels work, and maybe the collaborative group should get together maybe reassess our priorities and reassess what funds we have there and where we're all going, so we're all moving in the right direction.
And I mentioned to Rob that Rich Stem has been working with the Forest Service in the D.C. office about the need to redirect those funds, and his last advice was
we need a combined effort from the collaborative and the Forest Service, and so we send in one message to how we would like to redirect that money. Since this morning at breakfast, I just looked at my email when I got here, and both Mike and Jill responded that yes, we need to have a collaborative meeting. So I think Mike will probably go ahead and get something scheduled here before too long.
It's a good time of year now that the hunting season's
You know, and it just seems wrong if we didn't talk about rocks.
Oh yeah.
Anybody got
Rob and I haven't got together on that yet.
Haven't you?
He left that with me.
Yep.
And we're just waiting for things to slow down a little.
For a downtime.
We discussed one day, but it didn't work out.
Damn it.
We have been in touch as far as getting together.
No, and everything. I just want to throw something out there too, just so you're aware. It has kind of something to do with that, but it was brought up at one point that road beyond Half Moon Lake Lodge that washed out needed fixing, and I talked to Billy a little bit about it, and Billy went up and took a look at it, and he was perplexed as to what to do up there, and the other day we had someone stop in our office and thanked us for all the work that we did up there. They can now use the road. They can walk down it. And so we went up there, and somebody did something. But I don't know. I don't know who that somebody is. And so the result of that something is that the road now looks usable. But
nobody had permission.
No, nobody asked. Nobody. But the water is now being diverted into other areas, and we're seeing some washing out
issue
on the edge of the road. So we're going to have to, our hand was forced. We're going to have to go out there and
see what's happening. Oh my gosh. That's like a tornado hitting your place and doing $100,000 worth of improvements.
Now we know how to deal with it.
Forgiveness
is easier to obtain than permission.
Right.
I'll
be darned.
So yeah, we certainly appreciate volunteer and in-kind help on our road maintenance,
but
we're going to have to go up there and take a look at what we need to do to make sure it doesn't cause other problems. And
well, you know where to get rocks.
Yeah, if you need some rocks. Yeah. I'll be darned. That's interesting.
And then I think I told this morning someone that the Half Moon Lake Lodge did sell on that auction, and it's now owned by a couple out of Oregon, I believe.
Really?
And they'll be opening it up next spring.
Okay.
Again, so that's a good,
wow,
good thing that that'll continue to be operating.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're sending a fire crew to California. We've been burning really hard lately.
Yeah.
But we don't have any snow in the forecast, so it's a good time for those guys to get out of Dodge.
Tom, you had another.
I just remember last time you met with us, I asked you about the gate at the Sandy Beach being locked to that picnic area when that's getting so much.
Oh, yeah. Place. Yeah, I have not addressed that.
Okay. I just was following because I forgot to.
And
now is the time to address that because it'll be too late when it's summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
good. Excellent. Anything else for Rob, gentlemen? We appreciate you coming once a month.
Really,
I think this really helps.
Yeah, I do too.
This is doing
great. So thanks, Rob.
And I'll try to get my bosses to come down maybe every once in a while to help us out. But everybody's using leave this time of year, so
yeah, they want to get it in, don't they?
A heads up if you do invite your bosses,
yeah,
so we can
have
appropriate conversations.
Should Don be here this afternoon, maybe?
I don't know. You know, I suggested, Don was very interested in the fact that I was coming, and I did tell him that you guys do meet down in Marbleton every once in a while.
Yeah. He's on our agenda for the 20th.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds
good.
We can talk Roosevelt Fire with him then.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you.
One question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
I was just looking to see who's Trish O'Connor's on this email, but we have this roadless meeting coming up November 16th. I'm assuming you and Don are both.
We'll probably
be in on that. Okay.
That was something I was going to bring to you guys, and thank you for reminding me. It's not a big deal, but we just got a letter from the chief handing the roadless decisions. Like when we do projects in roadless areas, in the past we've had to go to the chief for approval for those projects. And our new chief has just handed that down to the regional foresters. So now when we get approval for projects in roadless areas, instead of going all the way to Washington, you know, we go to our region. So
it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Good. So.
Cool. All right. Thanks again, Rob. You bet. Appreciate it. All right. Mary, I know you got a stack of stuff.
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That's why I sit here.
And I can scoot
around. And you can roll your desk.
I have abatements.
Ooh, few of them this time. Any big ones?
No.
Good.
And while we're doing abatements, I have bonds as well. If we can find them. And the first bond is for Vern McAdams, who is the business manager for school district number one. I have Margaret Kojal, who is the treasurer for Big Piney Cemetery District. Marilyn Jensen, treasurer for the Sublette County Boulder Mosquito Improvement District. Shannon McCormick, who is the deputy clerk for the town of Marbleton. Mark Edinger, who is the treasurer for the Sublette County Museum Board. And Amy Cromerer, who is the clerk for the Big Piney Cemetery District.
So, I'll be right with you. Okay. I'm getting these others. These are just, this is information here that I don't need to sign. There's one spot for one spot for a signature, but that's not me, right?
Nope, that's not you.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Okay. Bonds.
All righty.
You received a letter from the 9th Judicial District to inform you that Lisa Kessling has been appointed as a part-time deputy public defender for the 9th Judicial District. And if you recall, the Judicial District covers Fremont County and Teton County as well. So I don't know if, it doesn't say here where she's going to be stationed. She's just in the district somewhere.
Okay.
So public defender. You also got some correspondence from the Commissioners Association concerning the County Road and Construction and Maintenance Fund, County Road Fund. And I made copies of this for you. It just tells you, it gives you a copy of this year's report that I submitted on behalf of the county. And just talks to you about the use of that money and where to spend it. Our report this year showed that we had $8.2 million in our county road fund, and just to give you a review of that, there's funding that comes from several sources that goes into that pot, and it's about $500,000 a year that we get that goes into that account. That account is held separately, and it's invested, and we need to be able to show if the public came in and said, we want to see what your county road fund account looks like. We need to be able to show that and provide that information. The money can be used for some maintenance, some maintenance needs. Primarily it's for construction.
Okay.
The commission took the approach when we first got this funding, we've been receiving it for a while, that as opposed to spending it every year, we put it in a pot and then designate it for one project and use the pot. Right. So that funding's available to the future if you guys wanted to use it for a project.
Where are we now?
8.2. So it's considerable now. We hung out at a couple million dollars
paving
for a long
South
time.
Bench Road.
Yeah, there you go.
I would like you guys to vote on that after the first of the year.
After the first of the
would
year.
Would you vote on that after the first of the year?
So, anyway, just a report. I think the commissioners, I think, you still have a committee that
yes.
addresses roads and they talk
there's
about
there's a state committee in WCCA.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have anybody from this county on it.
No, and I know that they're...
I don't even know who's on it right now.
Not
right
there.
Well, they kind of ignore us because we don't spend our money or do anything that
well, that's
causes
it.
Any controversy.
So this money is basically put aside as separate from our road and bridge budget. It's
yes.
just been accumulating.
Yes.
And we now have 8.2 million.
If you look in your depreciation reserve account, it's in there.
Okay.
So.
It used to be called farm to market.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, used to be
years
farm
ago.
To
that's part of our reserve account.
Yep. Then I received a grant agreement from the Office of Homeland Security. This is a grant that the fire department, Unified Fire, wrote for a hazmat exercise and training. So it's a $10,919.63 award with a local match of $2,700 to bring it up to $13,600. So this would be something that would be administered through Unified Fire,
yeah.
and
is that a reimbursed type match, or
yep.
does that come to us as a fiduciary agent?
It's going to be reimbursement.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They aren't sending us the money up front.
Okay.
So.
So they spend up to 10.9 for them, and then R27 whatever
yeah.
to match.
And if you recall, Shad came in and talked to you about this
yeah.
a while ago. Said that they were going to write this grant, and we committed the
hazmat training.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we committed the.
Do we need to accept match. That by motion, Mary?
Thought we did, but
well,
this is
did.
The grant itself.
This is just, yeah, this is just the grant agreement.
Okay.
You've already accepted
we've
the grant.
Already done
we've
it.
Accepted
yeah.
okay.
You just need to sign the grant agreement.
Yeah.
So, on that page.
Just one place?
Yep.
Yeah, we made a motion to apply for the grant, and that's just the grant agreement.
Right.
Okay. So we don't need to accept that.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Then I have an encroachment agreement and the food basket. And I don't know if you're informed on this or not. The food basket purchased a storage kind of thing, one of those Quonset Hut looking deals.
Mm-hmm.
They started out, remember, they came to you guys a while back and they wanted to put an addition or a
yeah.
lean-to
yeah.
on the side of the building so that they could protect the stuff that's sitting outside. And we talked them out of that
yeah.
and said that was, you know, that would be far more involved than what they were really trying to accomplish. So they've were able to purchase this, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
It's a freestanding deal.
Okay.
There's a picture. Looks
okay.
like that.
Oh, it's like
anyway.
A cardboard.
Yeah. And they're well no they're not covering cardboard. This is the
no,
food
a
basket.
Carport.
Oh a cardboard.
Like
yeah,
a cardboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway they've we are in the right of way.
Okay.
The town's right away where this is going to be located at.
Mm.
So we have an encroachment agreement.
Okay.
Matt has looked at this and approved it.
Okay.
It's been approved by the food basket folks.
Okay.
It is...
Town's okay with
it. Town's okay with it.
Okay.
Town has signed it.
All right.
We are the last ones to sign because we're the property owner.
Okay.
The good news about this is that if we should have to, for any reason, move our thing out of the encroachment, it's temporary in nature anyway. You can pick it up and move it. As opposed to the lean-to situation was that was going to be permanent,
right,
that we would have had to, if they decided we needed to move it, a
yep.
little different situation.
Yep.
So, simple encroachment agreement.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll need a motion to accept the encroachment agreement with the town of Pinedale.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the encroachment agreement with the town of Pinedale. Concerning the temporary building from the food basket. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then, remember we were doing... we listed our fire trucks on a sales service, and we had two trucks. We sold one truck.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to leave the other truck to see if we could get a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
We got the higher price.
Oh, good.
So the price that we had placed on this truck, it's a 1986 F-350 brush truck, 4x4. We placed $10,000 as the minimum bid on it, and... the guy that had bid on it before upped his bid to 10.
Excellent.
So, Shad has looked at this and he would like to recommend that we sell the truck.
Yep. So let's go ahead and just adopt that by motion simply because we'll have a record of it.
Go ahead, Jones.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve sale of the 1986 F-350 brush truck by Unified Fire for $10,000.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the sale of the 1986 F-350 brush truck by Unified Fire for $10,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sell it.
Then I have an MOU between Sublette County and Sublette County Conservation District, and this has to do with the remodel of the building that delineates who's responsible for what in this remodel.
Okay.
One of the concerns that we were having and Matt was having is the fact that we're not the owner of the property, we're only providing the funds for the remodel. And if there are issues with the construction, or if there's any kind of thing that would come up that would be a litigation item in relation to the construction or whatever, who represents the conservation district? Well, the county does not. So we just wanted to line out who was responsible for what, who was doing what.
Right.
So.
And Matt, did he draft this?
Matt drafted this.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's been signed by the conservation district,
okay.
So it's back to you guys to sign.
Excellent. So once again, we'll need a motion on this MOU.
All right, I'll make a motion. We accept the MOU between Sublette County and the Sublette County Conservation District as presented.
Second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the MOU between Sublette County and the Sublette County Conservation District regarding the remodel of their building. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then, Mr. Chairman, you guys received a letter from the BLM. It's a finding of no significant impact, and their decision or record of decision on the Big Mesa Diversion Fence Range Improvement Project within the North LaBarge Common Allotment in Sublette County. I didn't think anybody really cared. So
you
I didn't make copies.
Do anything, do
Missouri.
We?
Nope.
No,
no.
No.
Fonzie.
It's
excellent.
A Fonzie, yeah. Okay. There's that. And I believe the only other thing I have is bills. So
woohoo.
Well, hang on just a second.
Don't get so excited.
Nope, that's it. Just bills.
Let's go ahead and start the bills. As long as we're doing that, we can go ahead and do a little old business also, I believe.
What? We just ended it for Mac. I don't want him to Mac.
I got a few bills that I want to take a look at. I don't know if you guys want to see those before they come through and you stamp them or...
No, go ahead and bring them up.
Maybe we do.
Maybe you could help us out on some of these.
I'm catching me cold because I'm not real.
Okay. This question is actually for you, Doc. McKesson Medical Surgery. We bought a syringe for $500. What was any clue?
It was a bunch of syringes.
Yeah.
What's that? It was a bunch of syringes. Okay, for
public health.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Because all it said was syringe.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes on the invoice, I think it's probably a bunch of syringes.
I would assume.
No, for public health, it would.
Yeah. If it was public health,
I'm trying to stay as close to the description on the invoice as possible.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Next one I had was Pinedale Half Marathon. We did a bunch of color copies for that. $500 worth.
I think they paid for half of the advertising.
Okay, we did, or?
Oh, they were reimbursing Pinedale Half Marathon. If you want to see the...
Okay. If you can just ferret that one out for me.
So who's it to? Pinedale?
Pinedale Half Marathon is what it said. The check is being made to.
Yeah, public health is reimbursing them because they co-advertised.
Okay. All right. So that's public health again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
And Stephanie signed it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Good. That's all I needed to know there. While you're over there, look at White Pine ticket promo. We paid $96 for a ticket promo of some type to White Pine.
White Pine?
Yeah.
I think that was public health as well.
Okay. That may well be, along with
4311.
The...
4311. For $96?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was public health as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's a lift ticket promotional thing.
Yeah, so... public health promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So public health purchased a ticket to any idea what that was
for? She gives a pretty good description right there. Tickets for
A grant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha. I'm okay there. The last one.
Okay.
Western Veterinary Service, it said Red Books / Calving.
The Extension Office buys those
okay.
to the students.
Those are...
So it's 4-H.
What? Oh, it's 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And they just bought them from Western Veterinary
mm-hmm.
Services. Okay, good deal. That's all I needed. I didn't know if we were in the calving business or not, so I just thought we'd better make sure. We got a new. Who's the head of the calving department? Joel?
We
yeah.
We don't know yet.
It's the wrong time of year.
Boy, no kidding. If you're going to calve now, holy cow. I'm in trouble. Go ahead and start with old business, Commissioner Noble.
The only thing I have on my list is I went to a meeting in Green River. To their joint, their
doing good.
Broadband group, it's a joint powers group, sat in and had discussions of our project and what direction they if they thought they would contribute by tying in the Carson and Medias.
So as long as we are there,
sure.
We got that advertised in time on Monday. For the grant. So now, but an email went out asking for an extension on the RFP. I responded to that. I don't know if anybody else got that or anything.
I responded by phone. I failed to put that in email.
Right, and that's what I just found out.
Yeah, and I apologize.
You decided you didn't want to extend the RFP.
And my reasoning behind that was you guys left me to believe that we wanted the RFPs before the public hearing so we could have a feel of whether to move forward with the grant.
Okay.
That was my reason.
I got you.
Does that make sense?
And that's fine, but we do need to make sure that everybody's on board with that when we decide to do that. You know what I'm saying?
You bet.
So I think we all should have...
tallied up on
that. We all should have chimed in on that one. Sure. Because what I'm afraid of now is we're going to have no RFPs.
The RFPs were due at 4 o'clock today, weren't they? The deadline?
Yeah.
So I talked to the one provider that was asking that question.
That asked for the extension?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And that's who I talked to directly.
Okay. And what was their...
They just said that there was a lot of loose ends. They were having a hard time tying up.
Okay.
As far as numbers and figures. And I said, what's a week going to give you? And she goes, well, I really don't know because it's such an open-ended RFP.
Okay. So
and I said my goal was to get the RFPs in here so we would have that information to move forward with the grant process for the business council.
Okay.
And she's actually on the business the broadband board.
Okay.
And she agreed with that.
So they still will present an RFP?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That was my worry about the whole deal is if we, because my guess is that's the only RFP coming to us. Really?
No, we have... I feel like we're going to get at least 4 to 6.
By this afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Really?
So, okay. Mr. Chairman, if you've had someone that's asked for an extension, did everybody else that was potentially submitting RFPs also advised that we were not going to make an extension? We'd had a request and that we were not making an extension?
So the extension,
because
that
they
email.
may have submitted, they may not be submitting because they can't meet the timeline and didn't ask the question. But if they were said, geez, you can have another week, they might have hustled up and done it.
So also, and before making that decision, I consulted with Michael at CTC and he agreed with it.
With what?
To not extending the RFP deadline.
Okay.
Well, Joanne agreed too, and she's the consultant.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just for clarification, it goes in line with what you initially said, and this is what I have a problem with in terms of confusion. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
It seems to me that when we talk to CDC and we paid them to develop this RFP process, we by motion adopted the RFP, which set the date for the deadline to be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Therefore, I would assume if there was any change to that, it would require at least a canvassing of the board or a motion to go back and change something we had already set in place.
That's correct.
By motion.
That is correct. That is correct.
I would agree.
So I think here, just once again, when things get so busy and so time-crunched, we still need to cross the T's and dot the I's with the entire commission.
Sure.
But we will see what shows up by 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then we'll go from there. Okay, go ahead and continue on, Commissioner Noble.
That pretty much covers it.
Nothing else? Nothing.
Yeah.
Commissioner Burnett.
Oh, let me start by giving a report for Commissioner Rawhauser.
Oh, good.
Asked to inform the board that Mr. Rawhauser had a teleconference meeting concerning migration with Mike McGrady, Governor Meade's policy advisor, oil companies, Wyoming Game and Fish, environmental groups, and Bailey Shriver, the counsel for the WCCA. And the significance of that is most of the migration corridors go directly through Sutherland County, and that the main corridors, of course, being Hoback and Red Desert,
So he just wanted us to be aware of that representation and the fact that we will be involved in it because of the presence of the migration quarters. That's about as much as I can give you from Mr. Rawhauser.
Okay.
As for myself, I did have a teleconference call on the Roosevelt fire with Director of Homeland Security, Guy Cameron, along with Bill Panos from DOT, Scott Talbot's representative from Game and Fish, Bill Crest from the Forest Service, and of course Jim Mitchell and a few others. The long and short of it, the DOT has completed their portion of their mitigation efforts with what they were supposed to do, cutting debris on the upslope sides and cleaning culverts and so on. The DEQ has also finished their portion of it, and as has the state forester. So there will be weekly meetings as long as we deem necessary, but after next week, I don't know how that's going to carry forward. And of course, there is a meeting on November 13th to overview the for the stakeholders how the grant processes work, and I do plan on going to that meeting as well. And I guess we'll talk about some of those other topics of discussion when we have it on the agenda this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Okay. So in a nutshell, that's it.
So you'll plan on participating in those conference calls as long as
they Yes, and I'll be at the meeting on the 13th on the grant.
Excellent. Okay. I was going to make sure that you would join me on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Commissioner Bowsman.
Just as one little follow-up on the migration corridors, an email from Bailey Schreiber, who was at that in Cheyenne for that meeting. The work that had been done so far by Game and Fish apparently has been done with zero input from any counties anywhere. But it sounds like once Game and Fish was made aware of that and the governor's office and Mike McGrady that will be changing and that there will be an opportunity for counties to have input in one way or another on where the corridors are at, what they mean, what the impacts will be, that sort of thing. I brought it up this morning, but Caleb Heiner and I were both on a BLM webinar yesterday. It was put out to all BLM employees. There was sounded like maybe 600 to 700 people on that webinar, but the subject of it was trust and distrust in natural resource management. And Caleb and I were both on a panel to talk about the local side of it and what we did to address those issues in Summit County. Pretty well attended. It seemed like it was the feedback, at least based on the questions, made us feel like there was a lot of interest in it. We have the WCCA winter meeting coming up in December 13th and 14th, and I guess whoever's going to go, maybe it's in Casper. Did you get that email, Mary?
I did, but they haven't sent out the registration or any of that stuff yet.
Okay. My thought was we probably need to get some rooms at some point. I don't know if there's a deadline on that or not.
Who's going?
I plan on going. I think Mac will go.
I'll need to go because I'm chair of the nominating committee, so got to be there.
How about you, BJ?
You know what? Let me tell you the irony of all this.
He's going to be there anyway.
Are you a performer at the banquet?
No, but I have a performance that night in Casper.
Lucky for you.
And they're taking care of my hotel, so thanks. You know, the next day I got to be in Lusk for a performance that night, so I might pop in, but don't register me.
Well, that's suburban make it this time of year.
Absolutely. 90 miles an hour.
It doesn't heat up coming up south fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'll probably pop in for the morning on Thursday, and then I'll have to drive over to Lusk.
Now, is that afternoon and evening? So. Do you know, Joel, if that's it's Thursday, Friday, but there's a. Do we come back Saturday?
It's Wednesday, Thursday.
It's Wednesday, Thursday.
Board of Directors is Wednesday afternoon.
There's some kind of banquet or
Wednesday
something.
Wednesday night banquet.
Wednesday night.
Thursday meetings, maybe a half day Friday, and then
okay.
You go home.
Okay.
Thursday night banquet? Or Thursday?
I think the banquet's
yeah.
Thursday.
Well,
night.
No, yeah, the banquet's Thursday. The welcome. It's the
right.
Welcome.
Welcome reception.
Whatever, reception.
Wednesday night.
You know, I don't go to those anyway. So.
Four rooms. Okay.
I don't need a room. Short story.
Four rooms.
I don't need a registration and I don't need a room.
Okay. Four.
All right.
Are you going, Tom?
Yeah.
I've got to be in Cheyenne Tuesday and Wednesday morning for JIO Papo board meeting, so I'm going to have to drive myself. I was going to ride. I thought they were both in Cheyenne.
Oh, it was in Cheyenne.
So I was lined up to ride to Cheyenne with Mike in and then back in the Suburban. That didn't get work because it's in Casper.
Can you ride with the Laramie County Commissioner?
I'll
is there anybody on the top of
anybody on well, how's it
there's
going
no
to
other
to
county
Cheyenne?
Commissioners.
That was Mike
in.
Oh, I see.
Huh. I'd have to get from Cheyenne to Casper that
Pete.
Afternoon.
Well, that
would depend on when he's going.
Ride with Troy.
Yeah.
I might be able to figure out something there.
Yeah.
Bum a ride
with Troy.
Or save me some driving.
I bet he's got a newer vehicle.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. Laramie County will have a Prius.
You guys have the antique Suburban. You can't get rid of it.
No, they'll.
Got to seem like the one we gave to Niobrara County is
no,
the only one
Laramie.
We got.
Laramie County, they'll be driving a Prius, so
yeah.
They won't have room for me
right,
anyway.
Exactly.
Have to get out and push.
All right. Anything else, Commissioner Bowsman?
That's all I got.
All right. Chairman. Good. I can't even remember the amount of meetings I've had since the last one. Mac and I did go visit Enviromedia.
I had that down just to ask.
Yeah,
so everybody had a chance to look
at
that.
We toured that at, that outstanding outfit.
Where is that?
It's out by the airport.
By the airport.
Yeah. So runway lane you take is the first right after the county shops. And the road goes around and you run right into their shop.
Now, will they be applying as well for the small business?
For the March deadline,
okay,
not the December deadline.
Okay,
they're coming.
They're coming to our meeting first meeting in December.
Well, the 20th, they're coming to make the presentation just to tell you about the project, and then we're having the public hearing on the 3rd of December.
Okay.
So I talked with Elena Zempel. Even remember what day this week, and she was talking about both of these. Her worry also was that we wouldn't receive any RFPs.
I guess that's a possibility. Yeah.
It, we'll see what happens after 4 o'clock today, and then we'll just move forward or not.
I know that Silver Star is.
Okay.
And all west.
There are two.
I know that those two.
We have received two?
No, they haven't.
We haven't received
but
any.
I have verbal confirmation that they are.
All right.
What about this local, what is it, LRK or something like that?
We haven't had anything from them as far as correspondence. Unless Mary's seen it.
Well, honestly, this whole project is in competition with them. So I wouldn't assume that we'd receive anything from them.
They're advertising high-speed internet services in Boulder.
Yeah.
Thing coming to mail.
Yeah.
I've ever just thought I ought to call them and see what it means.
You know, you should, because I switched over to them, and I've done well.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you on satellite before?
Mm-hmm. I was on CenturyLink.
Well, so you already had higher speed than satellite.
Not really.
No,
really. Didn't work that way.
I'm
going to
say no, but...
So did it get better?
Oh, man. Exponentially.
Wow. Yeah. So is it by satellite?
It's a microwave dish to a repeating tower.
So they have to put a dish in your yard?
Yeah, they just put a dish on the top of your house, and it just has to be pointing to one of their repeaters.
Okay.
And mine points toward Mount Airy. But they must have a tower out in Boulder now that they can point. As long as you've got line of sight with this microwave dish, you're going to have dandy in it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's all I have to report. Check my notes and see if there's something I'm forgetting. 13th, Commissioner Burnett is going to join me on that meeting, that FEMA mitigation grant presentation on the 13th. Mary's going also.
Where's that going to be?
BOCES.
BOCES?
Okay. Well, we do have a date set for the debriefing of the
7th.
Administrative team of the Roosevelt Fire.
December 7th?
Yeah. And we do have Jessica Western confirmed to facilitate.
Okay. And that is on a Friday, and it's 10 scheduled for the morning, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, I think so. And that's at BOCES, too.
BOCES also. Yeah, I've got that on my radar.
So the Tuesday meeting is 6:30,
right? 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 to 8:30 is what it's scheduled for.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't take that long. You never know.
Did I do it wrong?
Where? Right there?
No.
On the
bottom. What are the RFPs being turned into? Are they going to join them? Are they
coming electronically to Tom and I.
The RFPs are coming straight to you, Tom?
They, Mary and I, and then Mary forwards them to Michael. I would be unsure of.
Okay. You know, after 4 o'clock, can you just send us just a brief email how many we got?
Sure.
Thank you.
RFPs are supposed to contain their cost of commitment, of their willingness to participate in financial.
Request for proposal.
Patient office visit, $335.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I better update my fee schedule.
Yeah, I quit too early.
Yeah.
St. John's.
Yeah.
I'm finally getting a digital x-ray machine.
Are you?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. No more plain film.
Is it quicker or give you a better view? Or?
You can play with it.
Yeah, and you don't have to develop it.
Yeah, no chemical, no developer. You can burn it onto a CD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thing I like about it is you can play with the contrast.
Yeah.
If you don't like how it is, you can mess around with it and make it so you can see it better.
Rotate it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I'm kind of a dinosaur. I love that plain film in my hand. It just drives me crazy to have to take a mouse and do this and make it larger and drives me nuts. But anyway,
I could dinosaurs.
Well, you know, as far as the clinics go, one thing that's happened with that, it's been an advantage because you get the overread by the radiologist.
Yeah.
But it certainly has diminished the skills on the part of the individual more than at reading the X-ray.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's so much more forgiving on the tech.
Yeah.
The tech doesn't even have to do a whole lot anymore. Yeah. So.
I mean, it's about like when the computers went to reading EKGs, everybody forgot how to read an EKG.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Mary, would at some future meeting would you invite our new 4-H agent position to our meeting to just update us on the what they're doing in the 4-H extension program?
I think he just started last week, maybe.
He did. It was after Halloween that he started. So
two new people.
There. Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably heard that.
Well, yeah,
because
I'm
advertising
the position.
What are you advertising?
Tiffany Olson's going to work in the district court. Oh.
That leaves that guy with a fresh start.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gets to hire who he wants. Who retired in district court?
Dean Hayward.
Oh.
She's leaving the end of the year.
I'll be done. Okay. December 7th, then we will need to have an executive session probably at our next meeting to discuss potential litigation.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
what we're assuming
thinking
we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to schedule that in?
Yeah.
Okay. See how far ahead of you of us you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're getting the hang of this, Carrie.
Yesterday afternoon.
How'd that go?
And we're good.
Good.
Pay attention to the school board. What happened with the no candidate one? Did someone get a write-in?
Yeah, we had 51 write-ins for Robin Chamber.
So
and
she
that's
accepting?
That she's, I have no idea. I have to notify her and offer. She was elected as far as the Canvas board was concerned. She has the opportunity to accept it or decline it.
Does she know she was being wrote in?
I have no idea. So, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, what a shocker.
So,
I'm not running for re-election this year. Oh, yes, you are.
Do we have a breakdown?
You got elected, you just don't know it.
Yeah, right. And I sent it to you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what happens with that is I'm required to notify her within 45 hours. For 48 hours, and then she has 5 days to accept or decline. Well, accept would be you'd show up and take your oath of office. Decline would be a letter back. If she declines, then there's a vacancy, and the board will fill the vacancy. So it's a one-and-done deal as opposed to going down the list to the next write-in person.
Votes.
Yeah, the next write-in person. And
right.
So the write-ins that we got, we had 153 write-ins was for that seat.
Wow.
And she got 51 of them. So you got 100 others out there that Jeez. Most of them didn't qualify because they have to live in that
district. That's about
so
it.
That
looks
is
like something to do with election?
No, that's the platform that's upgrade for our website.
Hmm? Oh. Red Suburban.
Yeah.
Maybe it's our Christmas present.
For search and rescue.
Oh, I thought it was for...
It's a truck.
Oh. I just like a kid at
Christmas. It was a new Suburban.
I just keep hoping.
Did you get excited?
Yeah.
Christmas truck. So, anyway, so we had that happen. I've issued the certificates of election for the Rural Healthcare District folks. Because they
Explain
have,
to us how that's going to work.
Okay, so two things. The political candidates have to do all their financial reporting before I can issue their certificates of election. So they've been certified, but they have to do their reporting, and they have until the 16th to get that done. So I'll issue those certificates after the 16th. But the special districts, so that's rural health care, and school district folks have to financially report also.
But health care districts don't?
Health care does not have to. Cemetery, conservation, those guys, they don't have to do financial reporting. So I've issued those certificates, and I'll get them out here in the next, I hope, maybe today, I don't know.
And when will they be sworn in?
And then they have 10 days to be sworn in. So I know the rural health care district folks, they need to be sworn in by the 18th. And their next meeting is the 19th.
Right.
And they plan to seat the new people the 19th.
They'll be sworn in the 18th?
18th no. is a Sunday.
No. Within 10 days,
yeah.
they have to be sworn in.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So they were noticed yesterday.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know if they want to all be sworn at one time. That was the last email that went out. I was like, if you guys want to be sworn at
yeah.
one time, I can do that. I know... Mike Pompey was planning on being in this morning, but we haven't heard anything from him. So I don't know what they're doing, but they'll get sworn this next week.
So when are the others officially out of office?
As soon as another one's sworn.
Yeah, as soon as the other guys are, as soon as these
guys
are sworn.
I thought the transition was at the meeting. Am I wrong?
They seat the new ones at the next meeting.
You seat them, but
yeah.
as soon as you're sworn in, you are you're
yeah.
in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you, the old ones don't, have any power outside of a meeting. You know what I'm saying? So they won't have another meeting until after the new ones are sworn in.
Unless they have the power to call a special meeting.
So I have a question. So if you swear them in like one at a time,
don't put nothing past them.
Well,
I mean, so like if Mike Pompey comes in this morning,
does he replace? That's a true statement.
Well, the other
All
ones are defeated. So he's a winner.
I know,
anyway.
But you still have three that are...
Still got three that are in there. Which one of those does he replace?
Wow. When they seat him at their next meeting is
until
that,
yeah, until another meeting is held.
Because they have no officers, they have nothing. They
right.
have to reorganize at their next meeting.
Right, but they can still call a special meeting.
With 24
hours,
right?
They could.
Yeah.
But if the other people are sworn, they're done.
At that point, wouldn't they have to swear in the new members at that special meeting? I mean, not swear them in, but
do
that. I don't know.
The new members would have to be. Would the new members have to be
seated
even at the special meeting? I think they would.
I do too.
I think so.
So if they called a special meeting, the new
members would take
members
it.
Would be the
yeah. new members would be there to be
sworn
in. Because
once they're sworn,
in,
they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The new members would
so,
be
yeah.
at the meeting.
Even
we
if they called a special meeting.
We shouldn't even have this discussion.
The new,
yeah.
the new elected people would
we're
be
way
put
out
in
the weeds.
At that
yeah. 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 We're in the weeds for
That's
sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of
yeah. Yeah. I guess if a special meeting called, you'd need to go to it and swear them all in. Or they couldn't do it.
Or send an emergency email.
It isn't going to happen,
no.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to adjourn until 1 o'clock.
Okay.